One of the most interesting things that was presented at the BCRG was the TOPO2 data. Can you go through that and then also the presentation by the NSABP on CMYC?
Yes, this is an interesting side study that was done. And in the BCIRG study, this study, of course, required that patients have HER2 amplification by FISH. Well, they also looked at topoisomerase 2 gene amplification also by FISH. And topoisomerase 2 is the target of doxorubicin, and it's been known for a long time that topoisomerase 2 amplification is associated with enhanced doxorubicin sensitivity. So in this analysis, they've analyzed about two-thirds of the patients, and there was a suggestion that in the about one-third of patients who exhibited TOPO2 amplification, that there was more sensitivity to doxorubicin, and that those patients appeared to have a better outcome in the doxorubicin arm, which contained docetaxel and trastuzumab, whereas in patients who did not exhibit topoisomerase 2 gene amplification, that the TCH and the docetaxel trastuzumab arm appeared to be equivalent. This was not statistically significant, but there was a hint that that might be the case. So I think this is a very exciting development, but I don't think it's ready for application. But the implication here would be that if you do not exhibit topoisomerase 2, that maybe doxorubicin isn't that particularly important, and you might get away with a less cardiotoxic regimen. Another study that was done on the NSABP group was also very interesting, and this was looking at amplification of the MYC gene. MYC is an oncogene, and it's been known to be involved in growth regulation, and in one of the pilot NSABP studies, this was the B28, they did an exploratory analysis of numerous genes, and they found that CMYC seemed to predict responsiveness. So then they looked at this one in the B31 data set, and to their surprise, they actually found that patients that amplified MYC had even a greater response to trastuzumab, that is, a much greater odds reduction. And it turns out that amplification of MYC may be involved in protecting cells from apoptosis, but when you remove a signal like HER2-based stimulation with trastuzumab, that then you facilitate apoptosis. So this is just speculative, of course, and I think it's too early to apply, but it is the first hint that we may actually have markers that help stratify who are the big responders and the not-so-big responders to trastuzumab, and we desperately need those. We need these for all treatments, of course, and for all of these difficult cases that are right on the borderline, perhaps these markers might help us make better decisions.